Lee's the quarterback. He calls for the snap. He drops back. He's got a pocket. He waits. There's pressure. He steps up at the 20. He throws toward the end zone. It is incomplete. Vandy wins 34-27. The doors knock off the Hokies. Virginia Tech back to Blacksburg, gripping their pillows tight. Virginia Tech falls at the hands of the doors. Vanderbilt's 1-0 to start off 2024. What a game here at the Bay.
That was the call, Andrew Allegretta. Vanderbilt Sports Network from Learfield, as heard right here on 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Chase and Big Joe with you. We bring in another member of the broadcast team, Kevin Ingram, who has seen a lot of the highs and a lot of the lows on West End. Kevin, good morning. How are you?
I'm good, fellas. How's it going?
It's good. It's a roller coaster ride sometimes, and that's what Saturday was. And you had probably the best seat in the house for that thing. But to watch Vanderbilt from start to finish – be in that game, have the lead at times for a majority of the game, but still find a way to win. That is exactly how you want to start a season if you're Clark Lee.
Yeah, it really was, Chase. I mean, you think about the first half. Vanderbilt comes out and just completely controls the first two quarters of football, led 17-3 at halftime. They were up 17-0 early, and you knew the second half was probably going to be more difficult and that Virginia Tech would make some adjustments and have a chance to climb back in the game, and that's exactly what they did. They came back, they tied it, they took the lead, and you had a busted coverage that led to a long touchdown, and you're thinking, oh, man, you know, come on, guys, let's hang in here because this is a real opportunity, and you knew you still had plenty of time, and Vanderbilt was able to get a stop or two and scored with just under 2 minutes to play to get the game back even again. I had a chance with a field goal to win it at the buzzer. That didn't work out, but got to overtime, scored a touchdown, got a stop, as we heard there a moment ago with Andrew's call. And it was just a great feeling. And I think just overall, not just that they won, but how they won, that they overcame adversity and hung in there when things didn't go well, or certainly not as well as it did in the first half. I think that showed you a lot about this football team, and that it, you know, is definitely a new feeling and a great feeling to start off the season for Clark Lee in this Commodore program.
I mean, how fun was it to watch Diego Pavia do what he did, you know, whether he's throwing the football, running the football, the RPOs. I mean, that was a performance that I haven't seen out of a Vanderbilt quarterback in a long time.
Yeah, and he is a little bit different type of Vanderbilt quarterback for sure. And I just feel like this offense really sets up well for his skills. And the thing for him is he's very familiar with it already. He ran this offense with Coach Beck out at New Mexico State, and he's just fun to watch. His toughness really sets the tone and his leadership, and I thought it told you a lot about him even going into the season opener that he was chosen one of the team captains for a guy. It's only been here a few months and been part of this program and has settled in a short amount of time and really become a guy that people look up to and respect. And, man, you look at his numbers on the day. I didn't even realize he had carried 26 times for 104 yards and a touchdown that won in overtime. And then 12 for 16 passing for 190 and two scores, including that little drop-off to Chase or to Cedric Alexander, I should say, that turned out to be the tying score toward the end of regulation. But, yeah, Diego was so fun to watch. And he was fun to talk to after the game. The post-game locker room scene was quite the scene for sure. Diego's brother was in there with a cowboy hat. I'm sure everybody saw that. But, yeah, he's a cool guy. He's a lot of fun. And, just off to a great start leading this Vanderbilt offense.
Hey, look, I'll tell you one thing I like about him is there was a little trash talk coming his way, and he had no problem giving it back. And I love that.
Yeah, you know, and he's about my size. You know, I'm about 6 feet even, and he's about the same height as me. I mean, he's not your big, like, prototypical quarterback, you know, your 6'5", 6'6", dude out there slinging it all over the place. But I do appreciate sort of that attitude and the fun and that, you know, somebody's talking smack, he's going to give it back or get in somebody's face. I mean, that's what you need, and you get your team firing up, and, you know, you got to be able to back it up, too, and he showed that he could do that. And so, yeah, that part of his game is a lot of fun to watch.
We're talking to Kevin Ingram this morning on the Chase and Big Joe Show. And, Kevin, I know you know Clark well. Just discuss for a moment just how excited and happy you are for him, because this is a guy that's, you know, been the ups and downs of his program since he got here in January of 21, and he's worked so hard to get to that level, and he gets there. Just talk about how you feel for Clark on this Monday after this big win.
Yeah, I was so happy for him the other day, and that was really the biggest win for this program in a couple of years. And you go back to October or November of 2022, I guess it was November, when Vanderbilt won at Kentucky, then the next week beat Florida here in Nashville. Hadn't had a win like that since those. And to start off the season with that, and you think about all the work that goes into a football season, all the off-season things. And for this program, it was an off-season of a lot of change. And Clark, when I talked to him back in the summer, he was saying, yeah, you know, it's difficult and it's hard to make those decisions where you change things around, especially on your coaching staff, which they did. They did a pretty big revamp of the coaching staff, 51 new players for the program entering the season. And you have some guys that have come back that are key guys, and certainly is several of them on defense. And I saw in his post-game comments in the locker room, he really thanked those guys for sticking it out and staying around when they might have had opportunities to go other places. But none of this means more to anybody than it does to Clark Lee. He's a Vanderbilt guy. He's a Nashville guy. And this program, I mean, it's his life. I mean, it feels like, you know, what he was put here to do is lead this Vanderbilt football program. And it was a different day for him, too. First game as not only head coach but also defensive coordinator. And he said, yeah, that was a challenge, and he probably learned a lot from just the first time out serving in both of those roles in an actual game situation. I mean, it's one thing to simulate it in practice or in a scrimmage or whatever, but it's another to do it in a game. But to answer your original question, it means the world to Clark Lee, and I was super happy for him and had a chance to visit with him after the game on Saturday.
I think it's great. And you had a good point, Kevin. Chase and I have talked about this. 51 new players on this Vanderbilt squad. They don't know what happened last year. They don't know what happened in 2022. All they know is the now. So I think we need to stop comparing, hey, here's what happened last year, and because that's over. With this age of the portal, it's over with. That's 51 guys who have bought in, and Clark Lee's done a hell of a job of making them put on the same page and going out there and win on Saturday, Kevin. Because I got to tell you, I can't recall the last time I saw a Vanderbilt football team outman another team, blow them off the ball, and just dominate the way they did for a large part of that game. And then add this, Kevin, we always talk about Vanderbilt throughout the years about, hey, they compete, but do they know how to win? He's taught them how to win. That was huge in so many ways on Saturday, because Vanderbilt had gotten to the finish line. They never crossed, but now they did. So they know what it's like to win. More credit to Clark Lee and more credit to those 51 new guys who have bought in.
Yeah, that's for sure, Joe. I mean, it is a clean slate for those guys, and it's a clean slate for the season. I mean, you go in, I mean, what happened last year or year before or whatever, none of that really means anything. And one thing that Clark did say after the game is yeah, you wouldn't have, you know, wanted it to be that tough, but he was almost glad that it was, that it felt like it was part of the program's DNA to try to overcome adversity and win games. And that part should serve this team well, and that he felt like that, or at least he hoped anyway, that this would be the worst game they play the whole season, and that they'll take this performance and improve. But yeah, those new guys, you know, they don't have any history here, and maybe that's a good thing that they come in with a, you know, a clean slate and a clean way of thinking going into the season. And yeah, I really did admire this team's toughness, even when, as we described earlier, so many things didn't go their way in the second half, and Virginia Tech played much better after halftime. And to me, a lot of the difference was third down. Vanderbilt controlled things on third down in the first half on both sides, but Virginia Tech had more of the advantage in the second half. But yeah, you admired that this team seemed to feed off the toughness of not only their quarterback but their head coach, I just thought that really set a good tone for the whole season, the way they hung in there and won the football game.
We're talking to Kevin Ingram, and this is a bit of a two-part question, but to me, there's two things that really happen when it comes to the coaching staff that I think are going to make the biggest impacts. The first being Clark Lee taking over the defense. Obviously, that's his background. That's why he's here. I mean, we see the job that he did at Notre Dame. I mean, he certainly knows how to run a defense. And the second is bringing in Jerry Kill as a consultant to the head coach, a senior offensive advisor. How big of an impact can you see those two moves having throughout the season?
Yeah, Chase, I think those are huge moves. And the addition of Tim Beck as offensive coordinator. But when you talk about Jerry Kill and his addition to the staff, I mean, he's a guy who's been a head coach in a power conference, and been in Minnesota and was out in New Mexico State, of course, and just a veteran guy who's seen it all. He's been around all of it. He's been in all sorts of different situations and programs. And so there's not a whole lot that he hasn't seen. And it feels like his intensity and care level are really another one that sort of sets the tone for a lot of people around there. And I think Clark having him, not only to help him, but also be a sounding board, I think is really big. But Clark taking over the defense and having more of that hands-on work with that side of the football. It feels really important, and it's been a lot more work for him for sure in terms of having to do both roles, and even during the week where his time is even more limited by all the different meetings and things that you have to do and putting in the preparation. But in talking to some of the players on the defense, the one thing that I've heard probably the most is Clark's attention to detail, and that he's, you know, every detail is nothing goes unnoticed, I guess is what I'm trying to say, but every detail is taken care of. And that's really, you know, a lot of what has made him successful as a coordinator. But I think both those moves are really big and should serve this program well here in 2024.
Kevin, when you see Clark later on, will you offer our apologies to him for last week, because we thought there's no way they would do this? But we, like Chase said earlier, we love being wrong on this.
I've never been happier to be wrong.
Yeah, you know, Joe, I mean, I think the thing for me, you know, I had a lot of people last week ask me how I thought it would go, and basically, my answer was, I have no idea, because I really didn't. I mean, I watched a lot of practice leading up to the season, and, you know, they'd played a couple scrimmages and so forth, but you really don't know until you go out there and play somebody else. And Virginia Tech coming in here, you didn't know what they were going to be either. You felt like they were going to be a really good team, and, you know, there was a lot of optimism around their program, and they still have a chance to have a very good season, too. They have some veteran players and a really good squad. So I think for Vanderbilt, probably as the season goes along, this win will look even better. But I think also just the way it sets up the season. I mean, you know, if you can take care of business in your non-conference games, you certainly don't take anything for granted there. You got three more of those to play, and then see what happens in the SEC, where it's harder than ever to win football games. I don't know. It's going to be exciting to see how this season unfolds. But, yeah, there was just a lot of unknown for me going into the game last week. But now you have a better feel for maybe the way this team's going to play. And, boy, it was all a lot of fun out at First Bank Stadium.
Oh, it was. And you heard it here first. The early Heisman Trophy favorite, Diego Pavia, right here. You heard it right here.
I like it. That's right. We'll see him at the Downtown Athletic Club when December gets here.
Kevin, the last thing I'll say is, you know, the defining moment for me, and you've covered this team a long time, you've obviously, you know, done this side of things, is watching when Virginia Tech took the lead. And, you know, in my head, as somebody that has watched a lot of Vanderbilt football, I'm hearing, same old Vandy, here we go. And they overcame that. And that was the moment where I'm like, this could define the season, because they didn't let that seep into them. They overcame it. They won the game. And so, therefore, it wasn't the same old Vandy. And I think that is something that Clark and the rest of the staff can build on.
Yeah, I think so too, Chase. And it feels like that's something this program's been trying to get rid of for a long time, even before Clark was here as head coach. But in that second half when Virginia Tech was coming back to tie it and take the lead, and you got some penalties and things, and you're thinking, oh, man, you know, what's this going to look like when it's done? But to see the response and the way this team played when the game was on the line, I just think gives you a lot of encouragement for the season ahead. And it wasn't the same old Vandy, as people like to say. It was an overtime win that was really cool to see and to see up close and be a part of. So that was really neat.
Yes, indeed. It'll be fun to watch how this season goes. Kevin, we'll be talking to you, I'm sure, a lot. Appreciate it this morning, and talk soon.
All right. Sounds good, guys. Thanks a lot.
Kevin Ingram joining us here on the program, of course, with Vanderbilt and their radio broadcast team. You can hear him on the sidelines, and has been there covering that team for a long time. Huge win.
Yeah, and he's a guy, Kevin, who has seen the ups and downs of that Vanderbilt program. Mm-hmm. So
the way ups and the way downs. I mean, he has seen it all.
Almost to the point you might need therapy, but that was good for Saturday for a lot of people.
Yep. Oh, it was. I mean, look, I've told the story that my dad used to say, I'm a diehard Vandy fan. I die hard every week. And I heard his voice throughout that game of, here we go. They're going to mess with your emotions, and then they're going to break your heart. And they, you know, same old Vandy, and they weren't.
But they,
and that was what was so huge.
But they pushed Virginia.
They pushed them.
Virginia State, Virginia Tech around, and it was good to see that, to line up and to smash them in the face and then get the win.
Yep, for sure. Coming up next, we'll tell you what day it is. It's Labor Day and celebrity birthdays here on the Chase and Big Joe Show, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.